Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story this hour, we've had a beautiful, sunny, warm week so far, but that's about to change. Temperatures will drop as storms bring valley rain and mountain snow. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the details. Adam?
Amanda, it's crazy. I think we were pushing 80 yesterday, and we're only going to be topping out the mid-60s today ahead of potential thunderstorms and rain coming this afternoon and evening. But even more so tomorrow, we're getting a lot more rain, highs only in the 50s. Surprisingly, though, KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says it's not really uncommon to see a huge shift in the weather like this so late in April.
A storm system like this time of year is very standard for April in Utah. We can get these cutoff lows that bring in shower chances and even mountain snow.
And speaking of which, Matt says by Saturday, when this all starts to taper off a little bit, the mountains will have 6 inches to a foot of new wet, heavy snow. Live in Salt Lake City, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Department of Natural Resources is holding a contest to see who can guess how high the Great Salt Lake will rise this summer. The winner will get some swag from the department. The Great Salt Lake is currently the highest it's been in years. A pilot program to clean up algae blooms at Manaway Reservoir last summer is showing some promising results. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports.
Scientists from Blue Green Water Technologies were called in to treat the reservoir for its toxic blue-green algae blooms. These blooms can make people and pets sick and can even cause death. This new remediation method involves a hydrogen peroxide solution that stresses the algae out and causes the colony to collapse. And the best part? It also reduces carbon dioxide in the environment, and their solution dissolves into just water and oxygen, leaving no trace.
Scientists want to see how long the treatment results last. It could keep the toxic algae blooms at bay for weeks, months, or even years. People in Holladay are assessing the damage to their own homes after emergency workers blew up a pile of dynamite inside a home yesterday morning. Gary Williams lives next to the house that's now gone, and he tells KSL TV he is sad for the woman who used to live there because she lost her husband just a few months ago.
I really feel bad for his wife. And what she's going to have to go through, I mean, have to start all over again.
Williams says the woman never knew about the old unstable dynamite sitting in her basement until she discovered the stash while cleaning out her husband's belongings. The Holladay house could use some major work, to put it lightly. Will insurance cover the cost of the damages? KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live with more. Peter?
Amanda, the answer from the Utah Insurance Department is probably not. The dynamite damage falls under the category of hazardous materials, which the department says in a statement does not typically get coverage unless the homeowner pays a special fee or gets a separate policy. So hazard insurance could be an option. Forbes Advisor reports hazard plans usually pay for dangers that range from damage by a vehicle or even an aircraft to damage by riots or vandalism. But risks like earthquakes and floods usually need their own plan. The Utah Insurance Department says it's key to ask your own agent what's covered and what's not in your own individual plan. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story is now just getting underway right now. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments over whether or not presidents have absolute immunity while in office.
Attorneys for Donald Trump will argue that the framers intended for a president to face prosecution only after he's first impeached by the House and then convicted in a Senate trial. That argument was rejected by the district court judge overseeing Trump's January 6th case and by an appeals court panel. Trump's attorneys say without absolute immunity, a president may feel constrained. Supreme Court watchers say the justices may be interested in figuring out exactly where the line should be drawn.
Stephen Portnoy is there at the Supreme Court in Washington, and he'll be providing updates throughout the day. First look traffic now takes us back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we're still looking at this intersection at North Temple and Redwood. Instead of having two left turn lanes and two lanes going through the intersection, there's only one of each because of a fuel spill that has got trying to do cleanup. So some people have been stuck for over 20 minutes just trying to get from 4 and 500 South up over I-80 and up to the North Temple intersection. If that's your normal route, you don't have a lot of other options, but you might want to think about it because it's taken a long time. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Duchesne County Sheriff's Office is asking for help identifying a woman who may have died more than 20 years ago.
A release from the Sheriff's Office says they originally thought the woman may have been Native American since the remains were found near a burial ground. But an anthropological analysis has revealed she was Hispanic between 17 and 25 years old. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
You can see the composite sketch on KSLNewsRadio.com. Hundreds of NFL hopefuls are hoping to hear their name called over the next 3 days in the NFL Draft.
Tonight in Detroit.
The NFL Draft is now officially open.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell will be on stage to open the 2024 NFL Draft. The event's gone from a quiet meeting in New York City to a three-day football fest that's expected to draw more than 300,000 people. The Chicago Bears have the first overall pick. They're expected to use it on USC quarterback Caleb Williams. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Utahns packed the Delta Center last night to welcome our new NHL team to town. Player Clayton Keller was impressed by the fans and the arena.
Everything that we've heard is, you know, the building is always super loud. And, you know, when the fans are involved and, you know, cheering, and, you know, nights when things aren't going your way and, you know, they always have your back.
The team will be playing in the Delta Center starting in October. A new study says Utahns like to call in sick to work to watch sports. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live. Michael?
Amanda, this study was carried out by online gambling company Betway. Now, the national average of people who would fake a sick day for sports is at 57%. In Utah, it's 78%. Colorado came second, but they're a full 8 points behind us. Adding to that national record, a third of Utahns admitted they would skip Thanksgiving, an anniversary, or even a family birthday party to watch a game instead. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll get another look at traffic this morning. Crashes causing spills have hindered traffic in a couple of places. North Temple, for instance, at Redwood Road, has been a mess for a long time. We'll check traffic and weather together coming up next.
KSL in the palm of your hand.
When the app came out, I knew that I could stream the radio station directly through there.
I just checked there to see if there's anything pertinent.
I regularly use the KSL app.
Get the app for KSL News Radio.
When it comes to your electrical system, do you know the warning signs to look for? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and it's okay if you don't know, but here are a few things that you might not even realize could be a sign of a bigger problem. Wall plates that are hot to the touch, discoloration around switches or outlets. If you hear crackling or popping or buzzing around switches or outlets, a breaker that trips a lot, switches that feel loose when you operate them. If your lights dim or flicker when a major appliance comes on, if your plugs fall out of the wall easily, you know, you're not supposed to have to bend the prongs out on a plug just to get it to stay in the wall. If you notice any of these things, you should consider having a licensed electrician check your system out. If you don't know anyone, Any Hour Services has put together a radio-only special for any homeowners listening. One of our licensed electricians will perform a comprehensive electrical inspection and give you a full written report for only $29. But you have to mention this ad when you call. To schedule your comprehensive electrical inspection by a licensed electrician for only $29, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7300. That's 801-443-7300. Any Hour Services.
Get Mr. Mack's Performance Missionary Package. Includes one performance suit, four and collar stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, one pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes. Just $595.
Everyone's house is different, but they're all the same in one way. We all have those places where the Wi-Fi just won't go. I mean, for you, maybe it's the attic. For me, it's my basement. Well, if you had wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you could worry less about these dead spots. Finally. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you get fast speeds throughout your home, a reliable connection in every room, and power for all your devices. Even when everybody's online, that's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi, only on the Xfinity 10G network. Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home now through June 21st. New customers can get started with gig speed internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included when you add unlimited mobile. Here's what you do. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, that's 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today.
I've already heard from some of you along the Wasatch Front that you've already seen some rain this morning. We do have it in the forecast. Big change in the weather. We'll talk more about that in a second. But first, 8:09, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Back to you, Andy.
Amanda, travel on I-15 is still sluggish, point of the mountain to Bangor, and then heavy traffic in spots between Midvale and Murray. North Temple, big delays trying to get through the intersection on Redwood Road from Redwood Road going through the North Temple intersection. That northbound backup is almost a mile, and it's been taking people over 20 minutes to get through it. Heather?
Harrison Boulevard is getting pretty congested now in front of Weber State University. That's fairly typical this time of the morning. You also have typical slowdown southbound I-15 leaving Ogden, heading into Roy and Clearfield. After that, you've got pretty good speeds all the way into Salt Lake, just occasional brake lights showing up between Beck Street and
downtown. Eric.
Well, the roads aren't that wet anymore. Northbound I-15 in the north part of Utah County. The delays may have started because of that, but right now it's dry, but you've got delays from 2100 north up to Point of the Mountain. Getting over to that spot, to the freeway, you've got your usual slowdowns eastbound, Pioneer Crossing, Lehigh's Main Street, and 2100 north. Out in the mountains, you've still got westbound lane closures. You only got one right lane going through at the Mountain Dell area. That's because of a crash that also had a spill involved, so they're still trying to clean all that up. Once you get past that, no problems getting into the valley. When you choose Performance Automotive and Bountiful, you're choosing selection. Four locations: Performance Ford Lincoln, Performance Honda, Performance Toyota, and Truck Country. See it all at PerformanceBountiful.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got a chance for some springtime pop-up thunderstorms in the afternoon. High of 68 today. 48 overnight, partly to mostly cloudy skies. Into tomorrow, 57. You'll notice that cooler air with a chance for thunderstorms. Saturday, a.m. showers, then clearing, but on the chilly side, 55. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Let's see, we are at 55 degrees right now downtown. Coming up in just a moment, we are going to hear from, this is really powerful stuff. I hope you can stay around for a minute, because the manager of our new NHL hockey team here in Utah, Bill Armstrong, when he talked to the crowd yesterday, that was just, it was moving. And we'll share some of what he had to say. Coming up next, here on KSL, streaming live at kslnewsradio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. Do you ever ask a neighbor when you need to hire somebody, hey, have you guys ever hired do you ever hire a plumber, or have you had somebody come and look at your water heater or water softener? Who would you recommend? Allow me to share with you, in case you need a recommendation, let me be your neighbor, because I highly recommend Superior Water and Air. I have worked with Superior for, 22, 24 years, something like that. And I know my home would not be in as good a shape without them. They've got me on a good schedule, so I check those expensive pieces of equipment on a regular basis so they last longer. I mean, I don't want to have to replace that furnace for as long as possible. I want that thing to last, and it will when I have it tuned up on a regular basis. If you haven't had your air conditioning checked in a while, now would be a good time. You could call them today and get on the schedule and help that air conditioner last as long as possible. But when you do need to install new equipment, I so recommend Superior Water and Air. They're not going to try and sell you something you don't need, because I'm not an expert in this area. How would I know? You need to work with a company you trust. And I can tell you, I have trusted Superior for so many years. They've helped me in so many different ways. In fact, they even, they get to know your family and your house so that they can recommend, hey, you might want to check out this air filter because we know that your son has asthma, or whatever is your particular situation. You can trust them to take care of your home. It's Superior Water and Air. The number is 974-9090, or just go online to superiorwaterandair.com.
Spring is a great time to elevate the look of your home and landscape by adding beautiful flowers to the yard and patio. And pros and hobbyists alike know that the best flowers are grown by Olson's Greenhouse, right here in the mountain valleys of Utah. This is Brian with Olson's Greenhouse, and my family has been growing flowers with love and care for over 80 years. That's four generations of a local, family-run Utah business. So whether you're looking to add a pop of color to the back patio or a beautiful flower bed to the front landscape, flowers from Olson's Greenhouse are the perfect finishing touch to make your yard a joy to relax in. Stop by OGG.com or find us on Instagram at Olson's Greenhouse Gardens, where you'll find inspiring photos to get you going on your flower gardening journey. You can also find a local retailer carrying plants from Olson's Greenhouse. That's OGG.com for Olson's Greenhouse Gardens, where you can dream big, dream bold, and dream in color with beautiful plants and flowers from Olson's Greenhouse.
Hey, have you saved more than $200,000 in an IRA or 401k? You may not realize it now, but you've got a big problem on your hands. And that problem is taxes. Because if you don't take advantage of some tax planning strategies now, Uncle Sam could take a big chunk of your hard-earned retirement savings. Learn how you could reduce the taxes on your IRA and 401k with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions. If you've saved more than $200,000, schedule your free tax strategy session now by calling 801-896-9622. Discover the tax planning strategies that could dramatically reduce your taxes in retirement. Call 801-896-9622. That's 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
KSL News Time is 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a big change is coming to the weather forecast. Valley rain, thunderstorms, and a big temperature drop are on the way. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, the Duchesne County Sheriff's Office is asking for help identifying a woman who may have died more than 20 years ago. Third, traffic and weather together.
Well, we've got a stalled vehicle on 21st South Freeway just after 7200 West. They finally got everything off of the pavement and onto the dirt, but there's a little bit of slowing still going through the intersection at 7200 West. And we've still got several slow spots along I-15 northbound and I-80 coming down Parley's Canyon. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Pop-up storms possible this afternoon, then more rain tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 55 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the Supreme Court begins oral arguments in Donald Trump's immunity case this morning, a ruling this hour involving disgraced film mogul Harvey Weinstein. A New York appellate court has just overturned his rape conviction, concluding that his trial included testimony from women who were not a part of the case. They say he deserves a new trial. Harvey Weinstein will be transferred to the custody of California authorities, where he has also been convicted of sex assault. Now, beginning this hour at the U.S. Supreme Court, oral arguments over whether presidents should be granted absolute immunity for the acts they commit while in office. Former President Donald Trump tried to make the case in the hallways of Manhattan Criminal Court in New York City, where he is on trial for allegedly taking part in a hush money scheme. He says of the Supreme Court case,
if you don't have immunity, you're not going to do anything. You're going to become a ceremonial president. You're just going to be doing nothing. You're not going to take any of the risks, both good and bad.
The Supreme Court arguments happening as special counsel Jack Smith moves forward with the election interference case against Trump. ABC's Terry Moran is at the Supreme Court.
The Trump team will argue in court that neither the Supreme Court nor any court can review the official acts of a president based on the separation of powers principle. Now, special counsel Jack Smith's answer to all this is simple and straightforward. Presidents are not above the law, and if they commit crimes, they must be prosecuted.
More protests on college campuses. ABC's Trevor Altz at USC.
Police at the University of Southern California overnight arresting 93 people while removing tents and clearing protesters from a Gaza solidarity camp. One precinct now full of arrested protesters. These tense moments after a scuffle between officers in riot gear and a pro-Palestinian group. University now closed to anyone but students.
Dow down 700 points after a less than stellar GDP report. You're listening to ABC News.
A packed Delta Center welcomed Utah's new NHL hockey team last night, and you could hear the emotion in the voice of team general manager Bill Armstrong when he addressed the crowd.
These guys are some of the toughest human beings you'll meet, what they've gone through to be at this moment. And I know what it's like for them and what they're feeling when they see you. And they see you cheer like that. You have no idea what that means to us. To be loved. Ryan, Ashley, thank you from the bottom of our hearts, from all the guys. Greatly appreciated for what you've done for us in this organization. And we will pay you back in Utah. We will pay you back for all that emotion that you gave us today. We're going to pay you back. We are so looking forward to this being the loudest building in the NHL, and we're looking for... We're going to pay you back.
The team then took some time to introduce themselves to the state, and it looks like there's already a fan favorite.
How are we doing, guys? Let's go! My name's Liam O'Brien. You guys can call me Spicy Tuna. And I cannot wait to get this place buzzing. Let's go!
All right, Utah. I want to hear something here.
Spicy tuna. Spicy tuna.
Woo! Spicy tuna. The hockey team will be playing here in Utah in September with training camp starting in just a few months in August. Right now it's 8:19. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, we've got slowdown still as they try to clean up this intersection of North Temple and Redwood. Traffic's backed up for over a mile for northbound on Redwood and taking people a lot of extra time. And now 500 South is backed up for people heading out west, deciding, I'm not going to do that. And they go out west, and it looks like now something's going on 500 South over near Jordan River because I see delays in both directions there. I-15 is heavy from 45th South all the way to I-80. We still have northbound delays between Bangor Highway and Bluffdale as well. Heather?
No real problems through Reburn-Davis counties, at least accident-wise. We haven't had any all morning long. But you still have a bit of slowing southbound I-15 between Beck Street and downtown Salt Lake. You're also going to see congestion still on Hillfield Road. That is heading north toward the south gate of Hill Air Force Base, but no actual delays getting into the base itself. Eric?
Westbound slowdowns over on I-80 because of a crash at the East Canyon exit. Still just one right lane getting through there, and that's probably going to last for an hour, hour and a half more. So if you're coming out of Park City, anticipate on some extra time trying to get into the valley this morning. Now, if you're heading in the other direction, exiting at Kemble Junction, you do have some southbound slowing on 224 going into Park City. If you're over on Redwood Road in Utah County, you've got plenty of slowdowns now on Pioneer Crossing going from Saratoga Springs eastbound over to I-15. Choose a gorgeous new countertop for your kitchen or bath at the Bedrock Quartz Stone Sale. Starting at just $39 a foot, visit bedrockquartz.com. That's bedrockquartz.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast. Cooler today, high of 68, with a chance for pop-up isolated storms in the afternoon. 57 tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms. AM rain showers Saturday, then clearing but chilly, 55. 62, partly cloudy on Sunday. How about Monday? 70, mostly sunny. Back to mid-70s by Tuesday. How about high pressure overhead on Wednesday? 79. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, let's see where we are. We're at 55 degrees, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Coming up, we'll check the markets. It's been a raucous day. The Dow is off 632 right now. That's 1 6/10%. After we had, I guess it was the numbers that came out this morning were not, people are not spending as much. We're going to take a closer look at this just ahead on KSL News Radio.
A partner is someone you can rely on, someone who has your best interest in mind. A partner is there for you during the good and the bad. They listen, understand, and care. Revere Health is dedicated to providing care for your generation and the next. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
Calling all Wasatch and Summit County residents. Use the code LOCALVIP to get early access and lock in your summer plans for Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival.
In a world where ugly siding, leaky gutters, and inefficient windows are sapping homeowners of their will to live, one company must save us all. This year, join RGS Exteriors as it embarks on a mission to eliminate outdated home exteriors, one Utah home at a time. Every plank of old, ugly siding must be replaced. Every leaky gutter must be eradicated. Every inefficient, energy-sapping window must be vanquished once and for all. Begin your epic remodeling quest by calling RGS Exteriors for a free estimate. Discover how a heroic team of experts will save your siding, gutters, or windows for a fair, no-nonsense price. Call RGS Exteriors at 801-280-3110 or journey online to rgsexteriors.com. RGS Exteriors, coming soon to a home near you.
Devotion to country, service to Utah. Brent Orrin Hatch had a front row seat, watching his father serve our state faithfully in the Senate. A constitutional conservative and lifelong Republican, Brent Orrin Hatch is a champion for the rule of law.
He's running for Senate to stop this lawless president from destroying our country from within. Hatch will fight to secure the border once and for all and take on Mexican drug cartels to halt the flow of deadly fentanyl. Brent Orrin Hatch knows the national debt is just as big a threat to national security. Hatch won't rest until the budget's balanced and won't cave to the big spenders in both parties. Pro-life, deeply committed to religious liberty, rock-solid Utah conservative. Brent Orrin Hatch for Senate. Paid for by Conservative Outsider PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.copac.us.
Dave and Dujinovic.
A lot of kids here in Utah just took the ACT test, the four-hour monstrosity. The question I have is, why do we even take this test anymore? Over 2,000 colleges across the country, including Ivy Leagues, don't require ACT and SAT scores. So why are we still taking this test? Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Red Lobster is trying to avoid filing for bankruptcy, so they're looking for a buyer. If the Cheddar Bay Biscuit and Endless Shrimp Mecca finds one, they can either give control to them or still file bankruptcy to break former contracts. Meta's stock is plummeting after the company announced plans to aggressively invest in AI. The stock was down 13%. That threatens to deplete their market value by at least $163 million. Let's get a look at the markets because, man, after those GDP numbers, I guess, you know, the headline I read on MarketWatch said that this now puts the Fed in, the GDP data presents the Fed with a dilemma. So here's where we are. The Dow is off 628 points. That's 1.6%. We're at 37,832. The S&P is off 60. That's 1.2%. The NASDAQ down 220. That is 1.4%. We'll stay on top of that all day long. We do have crashes that caused spills that were hindering traffic this morning. Has it gotten any better out there at North Temple and Redwood Road? We'll check it and the rest of your commute just ahead.
Tonight on KSL.
That's a huge increase.
A lot of Utahns are getting sticker shock.
I called them up to ask them what was going on.
By the surging cost of insurance, new specialist Daniel Woodruff uncovers the painful truth.
I've been in the business 40 years and I've never seen this hard of a market.
And reveals the simple things you can do to drive the cost down.
Definitely paid off.
Surging Insurance, an unaffordable Utah report. Tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
Where does a journey to wellness begin? Do you start looking for diet ideas? Or searching for exercise plans? Actually, you don't have to look far. Just look to the first two letters of the word wellness. We means you don't have to figure it out yourself. It means your hopes and challenges are a perfect match for our knowledge and resources. It means anything you want to achieve, together, we can achieve better. Because wellness begins with we. Intermountain Health. The power of we.
Before you hit the road, hit the KSL preset.
Going to work and back home?
Or running errands around town?
We tell you which roads will slow you down.
And how to avoid them.
With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, KSL is a welcome backseat driver.
I'm Ricky Meese.
And I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We have you covered.
On KSL News Radio.
8:29, traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, slowdowns on I-15, couple of areas, Bluffdale to Bangor as you come from Utah County. That'll take you an extra couple minutes. And then there's some stop and go around 7200 South going up into Murray. Still have the Redwood delays northbound from 500 South all the way up to North Temple. There's a bunch of backup on 500 South in both directions near the Jordan River as people have tried to, I think, use that as an alternate or something's going on. Maybe it's extra road work, but it's really backed up. Heather?
The only freeway with delays in Weber and Davis County is southbound I-15 between Beck Street and downtown Salt Lake. Several city streets are still a bit congested. Nothing that's excessive, but especially when lights turn red at the larger intersections, you're going to see delays as you have to wait for the traffic light. Otherwise, you'll have a good drive with no accidents reported. Eric?
If you're westbound on I-80 through Parley's Canyon this morning, basically, once you get past Lamb's Canyon, you're going to be in stop and go all the way over to where a semi crashed earlier. It was a truck that is now, because of the cleanup, is occupying everything but the right lane. And that's been going on for a couple of hours, and it might continue for another hour, hour and a half. So be prepared for some extra time if you're trying to get out in the valley this morning. I-15 in Utah County, we've got good movement right now. No problem. problems from Provo up to Point of the Mountain. That's a 20-minute drive. Update your kitchen with Durden's Appliance, where they meet any competitor's price. Visit Durden's.com or on 5th South and Bountiful. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll get a high of 68 today. Rain is in the forecast today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Right now it's 55 downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 8:30. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story this hour is breaking news. Happening right now, former President Donald Trump's attorneys are arguing in front of the Supreme Court, saying former president should have absolute immunity for actions taken while they're in office. Let's listen in for a few moments while Justice Sonia Sotomayor questions Attorney John Sauer.
If the president decides that his rival is a corrupt person and he orders the military or orders someone to assassinate him, is that within his official acts that for which he can get immunity?
It would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that could well be an official act.
It could, and why? Because he's doing it for personal reasons. He's not doing it like President Obama is alleged to have done it, to protect the country from a terrorist. He's doing it for personal gain. And isn't that the nature of the allegations here, that he's not doing them, doing these acts in furtherance of an official responsibility? He's doing it for personal gain.
I agree with that characterization of the indictment, and that confirms immunity, because the characterization is that there's a series of official acts that were done for an unlawful purpose.
No, because immunity says even if you did it for personal gain, we won't hold you responsible. How could that be?
That's an extremely strong doctrine in this court's case law in cases like Fitzgerald.
Well, we go back to Justice Thomas's question, which was, where does that come from? There are amici here who tell us that the founders actually talked about whether to grant immunity to the president. And in fact, they had state constitutions that granted some criminal immunity to governors. And yet, they didn't take it up.
We will continue to monitor the hearing and bring you updates throughout the morning here on KSL. Election year is picking up speed with Utah's Republican and Democratic state conventions taking place this Saturday. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has a preview of what we can expect.
This is the test for many candidates who want to make it on their party's primary ballot in June. State Republican Party Chair Robert Axon says for some races by 10 a.m.
You will know who has earned the convention support and who is either the nominee or by function of winning at convention has advanced to a primary.
State Democratic Party Chair Diane Lewis says delegates will decide some state-level races.
The Senate race, which has three candidates, we have a gubernatorial candidate. We have a couple congressional races that have two people running.
Some candidates will have insurance, though, by gathering signatures to get on the ballot, whether win or lose, at the convention. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
A consulting firm is recommending the Alpine School District split in two. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
Florida-based MGT Consulting has been studying for months what the best option is for Utah's largest school district going forward. Now they've made their recommendation.
If the district does decide to go forward, a two-way split is preferential.
That's Lance Richards with MGT. The group initially brought six options forward, which included keeping the district as one, as well as splitting it into two or even three districts. Richards said, though, in the surveys they ran, people overwhelmingly wanted to keep the district together. If the school board votes to adopt their recommendation to split, voters will still have the final say in November. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A driver is in custody in Orem after police say the person used an SUV to push a parked car right into a house. KSL TV's Andrew Adam is following the story.
The damage to the house was catastrophic, and photos from the people who live here show just how close the car came to an even worse disaster. As police investigate, neighbors are just beside themselves over what happened, an ordeal completely out of the blue that has left them perplexed.
One Orem officer says he has never seen a case like this. No one was injured, but there was a person in the home when the car went through the wall. First look traffic now takes us back to you, Andy.
Amanda, been trying to sweep up the intersection where they've thrown down the oil soak up. at North Temple and Redwood Road. So right now, no traffic getting through the intersection. There's already a huge delay on Redwood. There's a big delay on 500 South going from Redwood out towards Bangor Highway. We've got delays now on the transition ramp from 21st South and from I-15 onto eastbound I-80 in South Salt Lake. The westbound 80 backups near East Canyon continue to be a big issue as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Police say they've been unable to determine how an Iron County teacher died from head trauma in her home last year. A release from the Parowan Police Department says the patterns of injuries are not specific enough to determine the cause. Her case was originally investigated as an aggravated murder. Hotels are seeing a lot of visitors around the Wasatch Front this spring, thanks in part to graduations. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
I called several hotels in Provo to see if there is any availability tonight, but thanks to BYU's graduation, I couldn't find anything. And according to Reuters.com, this is a problem all across the country, especially if the college town is small. Hotels are even tacking on huge rate increases because of supply and demand.
Congratulations to all those graduates from BYU. I think UVU might be this weekend. Utah State, University of Utah, and is it Weber State? That is next week. We'll follow those as well. The U.S. Secretary of Energy will be in Utah today. Jennifer Granholm will be highlighting a new approach to strengthening power grid resilience and bringing clean power to more families and businesses. She is also expected to announce the latest efforts to expand the nation's transmission capacity. A Utah family pet was accidentally shipped to California in an Amazon box.
Carrie Clark and her husband were shocked when a vet in Los Angeles called and told them their indoor cat, Galena, had been found in an Amazon factory. Galena was discovered taped inside a return box, and it turns out nobody noticed the feline had jumped in before it was sent out back in Utah. Clark says she and her husband booked a flight to California the next day. She says Galena wouldn't have survived if it wasn't for several miracles, and she encourages all pet owners out there to microchip their pets. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Those westbound delays continue on I-80 because of an earlier crash. Only the left lane getting through those delays back to Lamb's Canyon. We'll check that and the rest of your commute just ahead.
Spend your workday with a talk show that makes you feel better about the news.
Debbie is the voice of reason, and Dave reminds me of my little brother. Well-spoken, and they're a great team together.
Dave and Debbie, live from 9 to noon, or podcast the show on the app for KSL News Radio.
Believe it or not, most small businesses don't have a 401k. If you don't have a 401k, you are missing out on the greatest wealth creation tool ever created. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and many 401ks are overpriced for the employer, have expensive and underperforming investment options, and have tedious administrative provisions. Not at Trajan Wealth. We can set up a 401k for a company for only $8 per employee, a $65 per plan fee, plus a small advisory fee. That's right, not thousands or even the tens of thousands you've been quoted, and do it all in less time than it takes to sit in traffic. If you have five or more employees, these 401ks will help you attract and retain top talent. And if you're an employee and don't have a 401k, tell your boss. Call Trajan Wealth today. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Services offered through a third-party partner.
People here are raving about QC Kinetics and how regenerative medicine has changed their life. People like Helen, an avid mountain climber who got sidelined when an accident left her knees in constant pain.
I was not able to train or do really anything on my knee.
Helen was told surgery would be her only option. But then she found QC Kinetics and was treated with natural biologics designed to repair and restore tissue in her knees. 3 months later, she was climbing the highest mountain in North America.
I got a very quick resolution to my pain. I began treatment in March, and I summited Denali June the 7th. It was super successful, and I recommend everyone seek out QC Kinetics as an alternative to surgery.
Get your life back with lasting results. No surgery, no drugs, no downtime. Call QC Kinetics today.
Call QC Kinetics, 385-766-1987. That's 385-766-1987. 385-766-1987.
8:39, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, here's our slow spots right now. First of all, the most out of the ordinary thing is our cleanup at North Temple and Redwood. So traffic on Redwood's been struggling with an extra 15, 20 minutes of travel time just to get up to North Temple. Had a listener tell us about a westbound crash on I-80. We already had backups on the exit ramp at Redwood Road on westbound 80. But there may be an extra crash in there coming over from I-15 that's adding to backups. We also have that slowing eastbound 201 freeway at 7200 West, where we have a stalled vehicle on the left. And then 21st South backed up from Redwood Road over to I-15. Heather?
We still have congestion on some of our city streets in Weber and Davis County. It's pretty typical, though, just when lights turn red in Ogden, Roy, and Clearfield. And then southbound I-15 has a bit of slowing still between Center Street and North Salt Lake and Beck Street. Eric?
A lot of waiting going on if you're westbound I-80 from Lambs Canyon over to the East Canyon exit because of a crash at that East Canyon exit. Still just one lane getting through, and it's still going to be a little while before they get all the lanes opened up. In the meantime, you're just going to have to wait it out. I-15 in Utah County, no problems there at the moment. University Avenue in Provo getting pretty busy now. Northbound from 300 South up to the BYU campus and University Avenue and University Parkway, that intersection of the streets around there, that's also pretty busy. Move over, Monet, and don't miss Park City Gallery Association's Gallery Stroll and Bouquet Build, Friday 6 to 9, where you're the artist creating your own take-home exhibit. Visit ParkCityGalleryAssociation.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, we'll be running cooler today with a high of 68 and a chance for an afternoon and evening thunderstorm. Overnight, we'll go 48, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies, 57 tomorrow with scattered thunderstorms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 57 degrees downtown. And coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk about the NFL draft. It gets underway tonight. Jeremiah Jensen joins me just ahead on KSL, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
My name is Case Lawrence, and I'm running for Congress. The chaos at our southern border is a national emergency. We can fix the border, but not with politicians who are more worried about their own political future than America's future. I'm not a politician. I'm a problem solver. I hope you'll join me. I'm Case Lawrence, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Case for Congress.
Trail mix, beef jerky, mixing all the soda flavors at the gas station soda machine. Snacks are better on the road. The gas is better when it's top tier. And the pit stop is better when there's a dinosaur there. Love the filler moments at a Sinclair gas station near you with DinoCare, our top tier gasoline. Some sweet and salty snacks for the commute and a big green dino for the memories. Find a gas station near you at SinclairOil.com. Sinclair, fill up your life.
Boyd Matheson. Listening to Inside Sources is a little different from just reading the headlines, because we're always going to get you into that think again moment. We have experts from around the country, across the world, and right here local to home that'll help us dive in and get past just the hype, the fluff, the fake fights, and the false choice, so we can get into the news to help you connect the dots and make the news make sense.
Join Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Can we talk about something difficult to discuss? Are you going through a difficult financial time? You have equity in your home, but nobody can help. I'm Jason Erskine with American Home Loans, and we have created the Bridge Loan Program to use your equity regardless of your credit at this time. The Bridge Loan can be used to pay debts, collections, IRS liens, divorce settlement, or just simply improve your property. Give us a call at 801-262-2221. This loan creates a bridge between now and a much brighter future. During COVID, one of our clients had over $85,000 on credit cards. Their scores were too low to borrow on their home. We were able to save them $2,000 a month, and after 8 months, they qualified for a conventional loan and improved their situation. Look, the consultation is free. Please let us see what we can do for you. Call 801-262-2221. That's 801-262-2221, or go to AmericanHomeLoans.com. That's AmericanHomeLoans.com.
NMLS 245422, Equal Housing Lender.
KSL News Time is 8:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the holiday home blown up by old dynamite likely won't get covered by insurance because of a general rule for most coverage plans. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Second, the U.S. Supreme Court is right now hearing arguments from former President Trump's attorneys about what they feel former presidents should be given absolute presidential immunity for. More in a moment with ABC News. Third, traffic and weather together.
Big delays coming down Parley's Canyon from the summit because of the oil spill they've been trying to clean up all morning long. Oil spill at night at North Temple and Redwood causing delays on Redwood itself. And westbound 80 coming over from I-15 to Redwood might have a crash, but you definitely have slowing to exit the freeway there. Anyway, I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
10 degrees cooler today with a chance for an afternoon storm. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 57 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. And time for our top national stories.
This is a special report from ABC News, the courts and Trump. I'm Sherry Preston at the U.S. Supreme Court.
We will hear argument this morning in case 23939, Trump versus United States.
Chief Justice John Roberts says a member of Donald Trump's legal team, attorney John Sauer, argues that anyone serving in the office of the U.S. presidency deserves absolute immunity from prosecution of acts committed while in office.
If a president can be charged, put on trial, and imprisoned for his most controversial decisions as soon as he leaves office, that looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed.
Special counsel Jack Smith, who is moving ahead with a January 6th election interference case against Donald Trump in federal court, says presidents are not above the law, and if they commit crimes, they must be prosecuted. Donald Trump is not at the high court today. He is required to be there in person at his criminal hush money case in New York. This is ABC News.
Millions of people are expected to tune in tonight to the NFL draft. Joining me live is KSL sports anchor Jeremiah Jensen. Who should we be watching for with Utah ties, Jeremiah?
Cole Bishop, Amanda, will probably be the first Utah player selected. I don't think it'll be tonight. It'll probably be in the second or third round, but I expect for Utah for him to be the first off the board. Then you're looking at Sione Vaki, the versatile running back and safety. We don't know what he's going to play in the NFL. He's one of the most intriguing players in the draft because he can play both sides of the ball. Which team out there wants him to play running back? Which team wants him to play safety? And which one will take him first? So that's going to be interesting as well. But I also don't expect him to be taken until the second or third day. Keaton Bills and Satawa Laumea also are players for Utah who should be selected. And then Miles Battle also has a chance to be selected as well. So there's a good crop of youth that are going to be entering this draft and should end up getting drafted. And Devon Bailey is another one to look out for as well.
What about some BYU players? Do we even have any just coming straight from high school players going into the draft?
Straight from high school, no. That certainly does not happen in football these days. They definitely go to two or three years of college. For BYU, Kingsley Suamataia, who graduated from Orem High School, was a star there, made a short trip to Oregon and then ended up transferring to BYU. He is one of the most intriguing prospects in this draft. Penei Sewell, one of the top linemen in the NFL, it's his cousin, and they look a lot alike when you're watching film. They play similarly. So there's going to be a lot of teams that have a lot of interest in Kingsley. He could go tonight. There's a possibility he could be a late first-round draft pick, or he could drop all the way to the third round tomorrow. So we just don't know about where teams see him and view him, but he's a player to look out for. Probably, most likely, definitely the BYU player that'll be off the board. Is there another BYU player that could be drafted? It might even be a punter, Ryan Rico, who went to the NFL Combine, who's got the strong leg, one of three players that play that position that were invited. So the class of BYU players this year that could be drafted is small. You could see a lot of undrafted free agents from BYU that could get a chance to make teams, though, in the fall.
Wait, what do you think about, Caleb Williams is predicted to be the number one pick?
Yeah, it's really interesting, Amanda, because we're very familiar with Caleb Williams and his battles with Utah and the way he plays, and a great talent. I mean, as far as talent goes, he's being called generational. The problem is the team he's being selected by tonight, the Chicago Bears, has never had an ability to develop quarterbacks. They don't have any Hall of Fame quarterbacks that have played there. Jim McMahon's probably the best quarterback to play there, and he's battled with injuries in his career, so it's not exactly the great place to go for a quarterback to be successful. So it's going to be an interesting marriage there with the draft. But there's a lot of high expectations for the Heisman Trophy winner, former Heisman Trophy winner, Caleb Williams. We'll see if he lives up to it, but do expect him to be the number one overall pick tonight.
So I can't let you go, Jeremiah, without asking you about what happened at the Delta Center last night. We've been chanting spicy tuna all morning.
all morning here.
Tuna. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Like, we got a taste of what hockey's going to be like, and the personalities of these players, the game, the environment, it's just awesome. And what was great last night, Amanda, is we watched in real time a team build and bond and make a connection with its fan base, and it was electric, and it was almost emotional watching it happen. This town is absolutely already embraced this team without even knowing them, and those players really were moved by the way they were received here in town yesterday. It's going to be awesome. It gave you a taste of what it's going to be like. Imagine what that building is going to be like when we drop the puck late September, early October, and you have that same environment, and you have those players giving it their all. It's going to be so much fun. I can't believe we have NHL hockey in Utah. I'm so fired up and pumped up for it. But, yeah, we'll all be chanting spicy tuna here soon enough. Yes. I can't wait.
Yeah, I think it was emotional last night, Jeremiah, and I only watched it on TV, but just getting to hear their voices and see their faces. All right, Jeremiah, you have a good weekend. Thank you for your time.
You too, Amanda. KSL, thank you. You bet anytime.
Thank you. KSL sports anchor Jeremiah Jensen with me on the In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get another look at traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Back to you, Andy.
Amanda, northbound I-15 is still backed up as you go over Point of the Mountain, and we've got some heavy and slow traffic coming into downtown. 21st South Freeway delays have cleared both in Magna and closer to Salt Lake. But we've got a crash on westbound I-80 just before Redwood Road, blocking the right lane just before the exit. And then you've got slowing on Redwood going up from 500 South towards North Temple. It does look like, though, they've cleared everything out of the intersection at North Temple and Redwood, so now traffic should be able to go through at a fairly normal pattern. Heather?
We've got pretty good speeds all through Weber and Davis County. Just some occasional brake lights southbound 15 around 5600 South and Roy, where we do have construction and lane restrictions. And again, between Beck Street and downtown Salt Lake. No problems on I-84 through the mountains or even further up north through Sardine Canyon between Brigham City and Logan. Eric?
University Avenue in Provo remains pretty slow this morning compared to most days, northbound from 300 South up to the University Parkway intersection. As far as other spots in Utah County that are slow, those are of the usual variety. Mountain View Corridor as it turns into 2100 North if you're heading over to the freeway. Now, out in the mountains, you've got a real slow spot. You're just at a crawl westbound I-80 from Lambs Canyon over to the East Canyon exit. That's because of an earlier crash that's taken all morning to clean up, and they're not done yet. You still only got one right lane available. Don't miss the Bedrock Courts bonus cash event. Get 8% same as cash allowance or 12 months 0% financing on any purchase over $3,000, including countertop sinks and more. Visit bedrockcourts.com. Eric Butler, KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out with some rain chances. Today, 68. Pop-up thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. 57 for tomorrow. We'll notice some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Saturday, AM showers, then clearing. High of only 55. Rebounding to 62 by Sunday. Partly cloudy skies. Monday, pleasant. 70, mostly sunny skies. Back to 74 on Tuesday. Hey, we're in the upper 70s, almost 80 degrees by next Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 57 degrees, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. The markets are having a rough time this morning. We'll check money news just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Utah. It's Toy Hauler Month at all three Paris RV locations. We've gathered three of our top-selling toy haulers and are blowing them out to you this month for the same price you choose. Get the 2024 XLR Boost, the Open Range 25TH, or the Cherokee 24 RRT. Your choice, $29,995 or $304 per month. That's right, a toy hauler for only $29,995. Go to ParisRV.com.
It's Toy Hauler Madness at Paris RV.
Paris RV is your locally owned, family-run RV dealership. We strive hard to find the very best RVs for the price. With four locations, over 1,000 RVs in stock, 42 service bays, and four super parts stores, we're sure to help take your family on the best RV vacation. Check out our perfect family bunkhouse trailer, the 26BH, that sleeps nine, for $19,995 or $227 a month, zero down. Life is short.
Enjoy it. North Murray, South Murray, Payson, and Pocatello. ParisRV.com.
Transform your old, outdated kitchen with Half Price Granite. For a limited time, Half Price Granite is offering special pricing starting at $25 per square foot installed.
That's lower than most big box stores.
These prices are some of the lowest around. Granite, quartz, marble, and quartzite, all starting at $25 per square foot installed. Call 801-486-1700 or visit halfpricegranite.com. Half Price Granite, affordable luxury.
Warmer weather is here, and Skinny Utah would like to help you shape up for summer by losing 20 pounds or more in the next 40 days. That's right, at least 20 pounds in as little as 40 days. That's the Skinny Utah 20-Pound Promise, where they customize every plan because no two bodies are alike. Their proven programs are 100% natural. There are never any prepackaged meals or shakes to buy, and never any dangerous shots, drugs, or hormones. At Skinny Utah, they teach you how to eat real food you buy at the store. Take the first step to a healthier new you and schedule your free weight loss strategy session at skinnyutah.com. A $300 value. Absolutely free. Skinny Utah has offices in Centerville, Draper, and Orem, and they're extending their couple special where the second person is half price. Schedule your free weight loss strategy session today at skinnyutah.com. That's skinnyutah.com. At Skinny Utah, you have nothing to lose but the weight.
Dave and Eugenovic.
A lot of kids here in Utah just took the ACT test, the four-hour monstrosity. The question I have is, why do we even take this test anymore? Over 2,000 colleges across the country, including Ivy Leagues, don't require ACT and SAT scores. So why are we still taking this test? Today on Dave and Eugenovic.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Ford's first quarter net income fell 24% from a year ago. The automaker said it made $1.33 billion, but compared to the earnings a year ago, $1.76 billion, not looking as great, although it still beat Wall Street expectations. But look what's happening on Wall Street right now. The Dow is off 691. That's 1 8 tenths. We're at 37,769. The S&P is off 73. That's 1.5%. The NASDAQ down 292. That is 1 9/10%. We'll take another look at traffic and weather coming up next.
You know, Deb, you and I have had this conversation so many times. We think, oh, I wish I had a little more light here or maybe a ceiling fan there.
That's why we love Master Electrical. So anytime we have an electrical problem, we know we can call them and they will give us their upfront pricing guarantee.
Because we're not going to do it yourself. We're going to leave it to the professionals. And this upfront pricing guarantee is fantastic. I'm sure you've been bitten by bids in the past where they say, oh, that's going to take half a day. And then 2 weeks later, the bid and the invoice have nothing to do with each other.
Not only will you get their upfront pricing guarantee, but you will never see an upcharge. Their pricing system simply won't allow it.
Master Electrical proudly serves from Logan to Santaquin.
They do everything that has to do with electrical, and they're always open, including for emergency services. The phone number to call is 801-543-2222.
801-543-2222, or check them out online at masterelectrical.com.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
At KSL News Radio, we have a 30-year legacy of honoring Utah teachers, but we can't do it without your help. Please tell us about an important teacher in your life on the KSL Teacher Tribute Wall, presented by Cypress Credit Union. Each month, one lucky teacher wins a $500 gift card from Cypress Credit Union, a $250 gift card to Harmon's, plus season tickets to Hale Center Theater. Say thanks to your teacher today at KSLNewsRadio.com/teacher from Cypress Credit Union and KSL News Radio. 8:59, traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, I-15 northbound slowdown still in place from the Bluffdale exit at 14600 South to Bangor, and heavy the whole way from 7200 up to about 33rd South. Westbound 80 backed up from I-15 out to Redwood because of a crash just before the Redwood exit, but they fixed North Temple and Redwood. They've got all those lanes open. Now we're just waiting on a lot of slowing to clear out along Redwood going up from 400 South. Heather?
We haven't had any issues all morning long in Weber and Davis County, aside from typical slowdowns that you might encounter on I-15 southbound between Ogden and Salt Lake. Right now, the biggest issue is just regular congestion on city streets when lights turn red at the larger intersections. Eric?
Super slow westbound I-80 going from Lambs Canyon to the East Canyon exit. You had a crash there, blocking off two left lanes all morning long. They're still trying to clear that off. The best kept secret is this is the pass. It's a pass for fun for everyone. Now through April 30th, save $20 off every annual pass level. 362 days of fun. Visit thisisthepass.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, the rain is on its way. Some of us have already seen sprinkles this morning. We'll have a high today of 68. Thunderstorms tomorrow. We might get 6 inches to a foot of snow in the mountains tomorrow. Right now, downtown, mostly cloudy and 57 degrees.